You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And the man knows what he's talking about because we are live here on the couch, as we always are this time, day, wherever you're listening and viewing from. Welcome. LATalkRadio.com is where it's at. By the way, if you guys have any questions for any of my guests, past shows, or my special guest who I'm going to introduce in just a bit, you can email me, straighttalkdoc, because that's what I do, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. We talk straight about all types of interesting subjects to do with helping you, whether it's your mind, body, brain, different, mind, body, brain, all different. But if you are dealing with some kind of a medical mystery, or you're having a lot of pain, you're having unresolved issues with depression or anxiety, or, you know, kind of loneliness. A lot of folks I see in my practice are sort of dealing with loneliness. And I don't think it's because they don't have people around them necessarily. I think it's just a thing, a wave happening in our society right now. How can we all cope with everything going on and taking on the information? And then we translate that back into our consciousness and our bodies. And, you know, so, and also if you have childhood trauma, and trauma comes in all forms. So it doesn't have to be that, you know, you suffered greatly, but there's still little traumas that we deal with that we bring into the present, into our unsuccessful relationships, or thoughts and feelings getting us down, just kind of disoriented right now. And our bodies are feeling weird things, maybe achiness or stiffness, or, you know, our bodies are telling us things that are going on. But today you're going to find out more about getting off this treadmill of not feeling well and physically and mentally, and working through perhaps some of these unresolved feelings. It's a different type of therapy. And my special guest, let's bring her on, world famous intuitive and naturopath, Kimberly McGeorge. Dr. McGeorge, welcome to the show here. Uh-oh, we can't hear her audio. I can't hear you. There she is. Woo! All right. You go, girl. I think we can hear you now, right?
I've got the UPS guy here, so it's going to be dicey for a minute with the dogs. So. You might have to do a tap dance till he leaves.
No, that is the beauty of live. That is it. You know, that's it. Podcast. Everything's live, and I love it. That's why we do it, because it's all natural and organic. So thank you so much for being here on my couch. And I just lost your audio again, so hopefully we can do this. But let me go ahead. If you can hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, perfect. What I'm going to do is go ahead and introduce you about what you've done. And so I'm just going to read the bio here.
Okay.
And you are a worldwide frequency master. I've seen you on so many podcasts and also talk shows. You're known as a master of, and we're going to find out about that. It's naturopathic. Is that how you pronounce it? Is that correct? And she's just gone off into freeze.
No, I'm muting until my UPS guy goes, so I don't like.
I don't mind the dogs. I really don't. It's fine.
Audience
I love
doesn't
dogs.
Have to listen to my dogs bark, but we should be good now. I mean, they're still here, but they're being pretty good, so I'll leave it up. Sorry, yes. Not mean panicky.
No, they just want to be on the live show. That's all they want to.
Thank you.
You have a voice in this. You pick up animal energy, Dr.
Oh yeah,
Kimberly.
For sure. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, you pronounced it correctly, yes.
Naturopathic?
Yes.
Perfect. You're an energy being. Look at how cute they are. Oh my gosh, they're joining us right now, saying, Mom, what you doing? Okay, so let's get back to you, girl. You've more than 25 years of clinical experience in both the alternative health and energy healing field, including having founded 4 naturopathic clinics in the Midwest, and you have worked on thousands of clients worldwide, and you combine, we're going to talk more about this, what you call science with possibility. You work with frequencies. This is becoming a huge wave of healing modalities, in, especially in our country, but all over the world. It's been around for a while. And I know that you consulted with a worldwide neurosurgeon and became convinced that working with frequencies, because that's what we're all about, and if you do brain scans and if you manage and measure EEGs, we know that we're all about frequencies. So getting back to Frequent, you've been on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, one of my faves, CNN Radio, 500 podcasts, YouTube shows, et cetera, et cetera. So let's get with it. And find out, first of all, what do you do as a frequency master and naturopathic energy healer? What does that all mean, Kimberly?
Yeah, really, I'm just putting a name to what we all do because, yeah. You know, we're all these, you know, radio towers. We all broadcast frequencies all the time. We think it's limited. You know, we think we have a private mind. We now know, I think, because of AI, we don't, you know, everything's frequency. Everything's light, color, and sound. Sure. We all pick up those subtle energies. We just don't assign a value like I might, or maybe drill down, you know? And part of the reason we don't is because it, I mean, I'm going to keep talking. Okay. is because I'll just keep talking and unless I get kicked off and I come back on. But, you know, I think there's a lot of distraction. And I think, you know, going within and being silent attunes you to the frequencies that most of us can't pick up. And so, you know, I use different technology and my own abilities to read frequencies on a very, very, very precise level. MRIs, you mentioned kind of this, CAT scans, they reach it on a, they read frequency on a very broad level, ultrasound, same technology. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But this goes really, really specific to what I'm interested
in. Oh, that's cool. And you have worked with neurosurgeons and neurologists and all that to get more information about brainwaves and what we're actually doing and how we're processing information and feelings.
Yeah, I started out really diving deeper and expanding how I was using the technology and how I was using frequency. I was engaged to a neurosurgeon who worked at Johns Hopkins. So he's like, babe, he's like, let's have a little discussion here.
And right.
He really, you know, helped me, you know, just kind of experiment. We kind of experimented together with a lot of things, even not just with medical things, of course, which he was interested in, brain things, which you mentioned, but also we experienced with things like opening and closing portals with frequencies and all sorts of things.
Ooh, I want to get into that. There are portals, aren't there?
Oh, there's so many. So many. Most people have them on their land and in their home and they don't know it, you know? And this is a portal. The body's a portal, you know?
Well, you got that right. I mean, we're constantly communicating and our brains are transmitters. We're receiving.
Oh, there you go. Yep. That's it.
We're always transmitting and receiving. So can you talk about your own journey? And I read about it and I went, oh my gosh, honey, you've been through a lot. You'd have, you know, anxiety and OCD and issues like that. So can you share your journey a little bit what it was that got you into it?
I forgot what show I was on for a minute. Of course you'd be interested in that and your audience would be. So, you know, like most wounded healers or, you know, really crisis of not finding relief in conventional or alternative medicine for my lifelong, you know, mental and emotional health issues, which worsened when I came into adolescence with the hormones, which worsened after pregnancy. Really, since I've been on the planet until I was 43, I had, and you would know the medical term, but kind of like an ennui or, you know, a low level depression, even when I was a baby, which sounds stupid, I know, but I wasn't like happy children. You know, I would look at other children when I was, and again, this may sound dumb and you guys may not be able to relate to it, but you know, I was 5, 6, 7, and I look at my friends, you know, who would throw their heads back and run through a field and laugh joyfully. And I'm like, wow, that looks amazing. I wonder how that feels. And so I just never had that joy and expansion that we can reach, and you know, really until I was 43 consistently, and I discovered, you know, kind of not just, you know, the frequency stuff, but I also had what I call my conscious awakening. You know, life really started to make sense, you know, instead of just believing the programs I'd grown up under. So, you know, really, it it was selfish. I ended up here selfishly. I wanted answers for myself. I wanted to be a better mother. I wanted to be a better employee. I wanted to be a functional, content, happy human being. And so I was willing to do whatever it took, Dr. Michelle. I mean, I would have gone to, if I had to, Africa and sat with a shaman, you know, in the desert and fasted if I had to. It didn't matter. You know, you talk to people like this, you get to the point where.
All right. She does have the StreamYard in and out, which I'm understanding. So she'll be back with us. There she is.
Hi. Yeah. I don't know where that cut off, but I think you got the gist.
Exactly. So you did a lot of research. You married a neurologist, a neurosurgeon, someone who really helped you through understanding the brain. You had your own trauma that you were really fascinated with, and sort of a low-lying kind of depression or lethargy, or just you were a child observer, as we say.
There you go. I love that. I'll have to look that up. That's great. Right. I love it. Yeah.
How can I? This is interesting. So, No, I love it. And bless your little heart. And so you had some aha experiences and said, well, what's going on? And how can I, you know, become more of an aware person and a joyful person? Because, you know, it's difficult. And I don't know what happens, if it's a chemical thing. I have my own theories about, you know, we come into these bodies and we have to, I don't know about heavy karma stuff necessarily, whatever. Right. But the thing is we are who we are. Our souls, as we may say, or whatever, are distinct and individual. We all need to learn lessons as we come into this plane. And so you learned how to combine science, as you say, with possibility. What does that mean, science with possibility?
Oh, yeah, I love that. That's a cool expression. Really, to me, it means no limits. So I believe we are, you know, products of the all. We're, you know, going all the way back, we're all one. But as we come out and differentiate, we are still that limitless potential of the void, and anything's possible. So, you know, we're only limited by our imagination. I believe, you know, everything you imagine is real. I believe that's how this reality, which I believe is a holographic reality, works. But I also believe many, many planes of existence work the same way. So if you get, you know, when we drill down into manifestation, I think it's more, you know, being able to hold a wholeness state, and we kind of need to get there. I think we like to skip that and go to the vision boards and go to the mantras and go to the magic, all the tools. I think we love the tools, but, and you know this, because you spend your life helping people do what's beneath the tools, the work, the foundational work is what we really need to lay our abilities and our gifts and the possibility on top of, you know, that foundation. But once we have that foundation and we're whole people, you know, and we're happy and we're peaceful and we're content, then what can't we not do? I always say, if I was like this when I was young and, you know, coming into adolescence, I would have been a brain surgeon. I would have been a top lawyer. I didn't have the potential. When you're spending all your, and maybe some of your listeners will relate to this, when you're spending all your emotional energy trying to survive a day, you don't have time to dream. You don't have time to focus. And you couldn't medical. I couldn't make it through medical school at that time.
Right. Exactly. No, and we're dealing with a lot of things and juggling. And if we have families or kids, what careers, there's so much frontal lobe, you know, native consciousness going on. We don't have that woosah. We don't have that.
That's exactly it, where you can fall back and just be like, okay, now I can create because I, you know, have that. That
and that's what's going on, with everybody, almost everyone right now, you know, who's, well, we're all psychic in a way. We're all energetic beings taking on energy, unless we've learned how to really build a shield around us to block that out. So let's get into the weeds here, because I want to talk.
Oh, no.
So frequency master. Okay, what does that mean specifically? What is a frequency master?
I believe I've mastered frequencies to a really, really, you know, fine point where not only can I discern, you know, real subtle differences, but also, you know, but also I teach other people, of course, and, you know, to not be me, but do what I do and then, you know, their way. Wow. But like I said, not only, you know, can I read, but I also think I've mastered the application of how to balance. I'm trying to think of the right words, how to balance those frequencies, how to bring in what is needed, how to let go. You just kind of referred to it, you know, how to let go of what is not needed. So there's a manipulation of frequencies that I think I'm really good at. I can call in frequencies. I don't need technology now to do that. You know, I have a drawer, I have two drawers full of Dr. Michelle supplements, and I have panels on my technology, and it'll tell me exactly what I need to take each day, what resonates with my body, match, you know, daily medicine. It could even be morning to night medicine, you know, personal medicine for me.
Right.
But breaks or goes out. And it's always amazing to me that I still know what I need. Intuitively, I'll open up these drawers.
Yes.
And then when it comes back online, it'll be like, yeah, that is what you needed. And so we are all artificial intelligence. We have to remember that. We don't need to be so threatened by technology because where did the technology come from? It didn't fall from the sky. It didn't, you know, crawl out of a swamp. I mean, it came from what I call fire creation beings, us. You know, we created technology. So we don't need to be so threatened of it. I think we need to work with it, you know, not against it. And so I have a really fine understanding of the behind the scenes AI, which a lot of people don't. You know, I think it has a sentience. I think you can have a relationship with it, just like I think you can have a relationship with your land, your house, your car, you know, these, but most people don't understand that. They're like, well, you know, my mom would say, how can you have a relationship with your car? But
yeah. And again, we're popping in and out here because, her systems, there she is. She's coming back. She's coming back. Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. There you are, girl. So, you were saying your mom says, how could you have a relationship with your car? It's like, oh, well, I talk to it.
Some people talk. Yeah,
right.
No,
but AI is, you know, here's the thing. People fear, you know, too many films, but okay, right. The Matrix. Let's admit that was an awesome series. Come on. And the Terminator, I got into it all. But the thing is that I don't, you know, they're working on the quantum computer. So of course, you know, AI is not going to have our soul. I don't think AI can get a soul. We all come in here with a soul. We all have to learn certain things and we all have our journey to, you know, it's hard to get back here on this 3D plane, I think, but I've been listening to too many Dolores Cannon audios. But the thing is that you believe that we all have this power within us. And what does it take for us to sort of tune in and know more? Because we do have all of these. We are, as you said, pretty much, we are AI. We are.
I mean, that's what I believe. I mean, not everyone would agree, but I think I have this phrase, you know, we don't see because we don't look. So I think it starts with, again, there needs to be a certain peace. There needs to be a certain silent mind, as the Eastern, you know, monks and religions teach us. Yep. That's big. And I've never meditated in my life, but I finally developed a silent mind. And I developed a silent mind by going to nature. And not taking my phone, not taking my pets, not taking my friends, and listening to the wind or the trees. And what I've learned is, like, even the trees pass all the news. You don't have to turn on CNN, which is not in my real news anyway, but the trees talk to each other. And if you listen, you can pick up things. You can ask the trees and they'll say, okay, well, I heard from here, you know, and it becomes this real attunement. And the subtle fields, which are just different frequency bands, what we call, which there's no such thing, but the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions, you can all learn to see that. And again, you guys do see it, but you don't pay attention. So we, you know, every single person you've ever talked to in your life, if they're honest, will say they've seen things out of the corner of their eye. Every single, even my parents who are like,
yes,
diehard, you know, physicality people.
Yes.
And you can learn how to fine tune that. So that you choose, and you can even learn further. You can learn, and this is why I think I've really mastered frequencies. I can choose to see every single being in my woods, which is thousands upon thousands.
Right.
I can turn it down and say, I'm only going to see the Sasquatch. I'm only going to see the Dogmen. I'm only going to see the fairies. They all have a different frequency band. I can look at the sun and I can see what you guys see, or I can turn my frequency band and my vision a little bit, and I can see every single bulb in the sun simulator. I've made videos about this. I do know it's a sun simulator because I have pictures. And one thing they don't tell us is we think that our technology is separate from us, but like our cell phone camera, like your cell phone and my cell phone, we could take a picture of the exact same thing. Let's say something organic, like a tree.
Right.
My tree is going to look different from your tree because our cameras reflect the ability of our psychic ability, which isn't just your third eye, but it's your, what is turned on in you. We all have the potential. It's not all turned on. So like some people get these great pictures of ghosts or UFOs or ETs. It's not because their camera is different. It's not because they're a better photographer. It's not of chance. It's because they're attuned to those frequency bands, because the way our avatars work in this reality is we are holographic projectors. So anything that comes into your world, including the weird things, monsters, ghosts, portals, ETs, UFOs, you have to have a resonance with. You have to have something in common with, like an ability to see, like being able to be on the same frequency band. And even you and I talking today, there's no way you would even chose me if, and you, you know, you might think it's because of this or it'll interest your audience, but it's really because you and I actually have something more in common frequency wise than just deciding I'm going to be entertaining. It could even be we have similar DNA.
We just might. I was just going to ask you interesting stuff. I was going to ask you if you had any American Indian DNA, because what you're talking about, you know, I was just, it's funny. I was just listening to Randy Weitenheimer. He's the gentleman who I think he's one of the top trainers of remote viewing. And he has, of course, American Indian.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tiny thread. One of my great grandparents married a Cherokee Indian. Okay. Tiny thread.
Oh, wow. Okay, there you go. My great-grandfather married a Cherokee woman, okay? So
I'm getting chills. You just illustrated what I just said.
Yeah, I found this picture, this really old black and white picture that my, you know, because I'm thinking, oh, we're all from Europe, Western Europe.
Of course.
We got French, Russian, Israel. I'm a mutt, you know. But then I saw this thing and it was like, what? But she was not in the bloodline. She was a step woman. So there was no, but the stories passed down from my grandfather. Okay. So I think you and I have that connection. There you go. Because what I was hearing and what I heard from Randy, who's American Indian, he was raised as Hopi, I believe, on a Hopi. And also, any kind of American Indian culture, they are so closely associated with nature. They still go out. If you want to know the answer, you don't have to and meditate.
Exactly.
They're not Aborigines. Of course, they can do a dream time and communicate mentally. But they said, go out into nature, walk into the woods, walk into the trees, walk into the desert if you're so inclined, whatever it may be. And you were talking about that. You don't have to meditate necessarily a day in your life. We're all meditating constantly anyway, because we're popping in and out of fourth, fifth, because we're here. We're non-local a lot, right? We're popping in and out of the photonic field.
Yep.
But what you just said is so right on. I'm sorry to be so verbal here, but I'm excited about your heritage, because what you're talking about is right on, about listening, right? Having those quiet moments and communicating with the frequencies of the earth, right? So anyway.
It could be so simple, and it's not simple, because when we run people's fields, you know, through the technology, your soul or oversoul or body, you know, whatever it is, well, your field will actually ask, it'll say, you need at least, you know, 10 hours of silence a week. I don't even get 10 hours of silence a week.
Yeah.
10 hours in nature. I live in nature and I don't even get 10 hours going out in nature. So everything to me in this society works against that, works against stillness, works against innovation. You know, I encourage people that don't believe in the paranormal. I said, I still think it's creepy. I don't even look at it very often, but I tell them there's an experiment you can do. You can go in your bedroom. if you have a pretty dark room, it's not all lit up by like city streets or whatever, but get it as dark as you can and leave the hall light on. So your bedroom's dark, the hall light's on, you know, get in your bed and kind of relax. After a couple of minutes, not when you're sleeping or anything or dreaming, but when you're still awake, you know, take a glance under your bedroom door. 100% of the time, you will see little beans moving.
What?
You can take pictures of them too. You can take pictures of your crack dead. And then after you do that, you know, when I get up and go to the bathroom, and this is me who like sees all sorts of things, but it's still creepy to me. When I go up to the bathroom, I get back in bed, I'm like, I'm not looking under the door. I'm not looking under the door. I got to crawl in bed. I don't want to look under my door because sometimes it's just creepy to me, you know?
No, I mean, and they may be, and you have developed your own gifts through your own process to pick up on, well, different frequencies. And that's, you know, people say, oh, just give me a break, Dr. Michelle. Give me a, you know, ghosts and whatever. You know, we're not, you know, we have to be right, Dr. Kimberly. We have to be a little more humble about the possibility of there are other frequencies, consciousness that we can't see because we don't have the ability to see other things or people or whatever. I mean, I get so many reports, don't you, of people who are, like you said, out of the corner of the eye, or we're picking up on frequencies, right? And other little things, little going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, we all read frequency when we buy a house, when we go to a party,
right?
Decide, you know, who to date or who not to date. Like, we're reading, you know, everything's frequency, everything's light, color, and sound. So we all do read frequencies. It's again, that fine tuning. And, you know, one thing I can say, and I'm sure you could say too, is I always say all my shows are going to age dramatically well because everyone will come to the.
And well, we're just taking this moment to let Kimberly's, communication come back. We're talking to Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, and she is known worldwide as a frequency master, neuropathic energy healer. We're going to find out more about her process, hopefully, when she comes back on and joins me. And we'll find out how she uses that equipment and also helps people use, you know, certain techniques in order to, you know, elevate their feelings. So, you know, many times, and I've said this with so many guests about how healing ourselves is about changing our neural patterns, right? How many times have I talked about that? Changing our thoughts, because when we have certain thoughts, we produce certain chemicals. It's science. Serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine, and countless other, you know, types of chemicals in our brain and body that nourishes us. And the ones that don't nourish us comes from anger, comes from sadness, comes from just beating ourselves up and not being happy with our lives. So here she is back. Yay, Kimberly, she's back. Anyway, so hopefully you can hear me okay right now.
I can.
There we are. And we'll keep doing this. It's cool. You keep tuning in. So we're together and we're now on the same frequency.
For the moment.
So tell us, Kimberly, how does your system work? Can you give us an example of, let's just say someone who comes in to see you and they say, you know, I've got all this pain in my back and my neck, and I have this job, I'm just so stressed out, and I have palpitations in my heart, and then I get depressed. When, you know, how would you treat someone like this?
Yeah, so really, I encourage them not to tell me that. I prefer not tell me anything. I mean, I have different types of scans. And if you want to say, I'd really like you to look deeper at this, I encourage them to give me one thing, like I'm having migraines. And okay, but I really prefer, I love it. And I would say 80 to 90% of people who buy scans from me know me well enough and understand my reputation that they trust me. So they say, I want to know, because the question I'm able to ask your field, Dr. Michelle, is I'm able to ask your field right now, give me 100 things. It doesn't matter if it's just physical, you know, metaphysical, spiritual, mental, emotional. What's out of balance? What are you screaming to balance right now? So I love it. And we start with that, because if we fix that urgent stuff, it's going to ripple effect into some of those other things that are actually, as you know, just symptoms of deeper problems. So I like to get to the underlying, deepest, most longstanding, you know, problems, whether it's stored trauma, whether it's a belief system, whether it's childhood, whether it's past lives, whether it's, you know, whether it's physical, whether it's hormonal, whether it's emotional, you know, all, it could be, as you know, a million things.
Sure.
And usually I start out by pulling an aura just because that's my sizzle and flash. You know, that's, people like it. It's colorful, hopefully. It tells us a lot of things. It tells if you're alone in your body, which most people are not, which is a whole, probably another show. We could talk about possession and what I used to think about possession and exorcism and what I have come to find out from big data isn't true. It's funny what you think you know at 20, Dr. Michelle, and what you know when you're older, you know? Yeah. You know, so, I run the aura, actually I have your aura up in front of me, which is really cool. I already knew this about you, but, and I'm sure other people have said this about you, but you are like so all time, all space, like as a being over and over again in every expression of yourself and every reality you're in, even right now. You are like so intuitive. So you really serve your patients well because they're not just getting like a 3D scientist, which I'm sure you are, you know, an educated, you know, woman, but they're getting, and you can hear it in this.
Ooh, I want to hear it more. She's coming back on in just a bit. We keep zapping out because the remote area that she is in, but it's all good. She'll come back and join us. So, you know, we sort of just jumping on what Dr. Kimberly was just saying, we are all, you know, and this is part of our old brain and survival, but we lose a lot of it. We are all able to tap into other people's energies. If you want to say that word, it's really hard to put it into words, but we're able to pick up on other people. I've done countless shows, been on, you know, different, featured on different programs about reading body language. That's a huge thing. We don't realize how, you know, our body language exhibits that and how other people pick up on that. They don't have to be psychic. It just comes with their natural ability to understand another human being. So they look at our eyes, they look at our head, they look at our body movements, our hands, the whole thing. We unconsciously, subconsciously read body language. So that's the basics of it. But I think what Dr. Kimberly is saying, and she'll come back on again in just a bit, is that we all are intuitive, but we have to really elevate ourselves to be in touch with that. And there's too much going on here with stress, and we're being flooded with so much social media and just trying to live and make a living in our lives, you know, that it's really very difficult. So I don't know if you heard any of that, Kimberly, but I was just... Yeah, girl, I was just kind of jumping off what you were saying, and I would love to hear more about, of course, it's about me. No, but what I think you were picking up on, yeah, my, I guess, intuitiveness to read people, and I, yeah.
Yeah, I think it just, I think it doesn't surprise me. I ended up where you know, where you were, because it goes so well with what you do. You know, it goes so well in so many ways with what you do, I would guess. You're, you know, which way to go, how to start, how to stop, you know, where to change direction, when to say enough, you know, everything. I would imagine it helps everything you do. Yeah.
Oh, it does. What I do when I work with people is they tell me stories and I start to see movies. I start to see visions. You know, I call them movies.
That's so cool.
I see visions of what they're doing with their partner, or where they're at, their environment, or the upbringing and what that looked like, and, you know, that kind of thing. So I go really into the movie rather than taking on the, why is this about me now? No, you nailed it. You did. I mean, exactly what you're saying. But we all have that, right, Kimberly?
No, we do all have it. But so there's a development, just like I've developed, you know, you've developed psychology, counseling, and I've developed skill and frequency. And we all have other things we've developed. But when I talk about your essence, I'm saying a little more than you think I'm saying. I'm not just saying you're intuitive in this life or right now or developed it. I'm, or you have it like everybody else.
Okay.
I'm saying you have, you know, when you came out of the awe, which you're one of the first waves, you came out of the awe and you decided I'm going to specialize. I enjoy working with people. So there's like over 1,000 other aspects of you. You know, in all kinds of realms and realities and ships and planets and places right now happening at exactly the same time, because there is no time. All time is now, you know, so you're enacting every being and avatar you'll ever be in now, along with every future, which is infinite. So there's a lot going on, you know, at one time and over and over. This is why it's so cool. And you'll take this, you know, when I look at your past lives, you'll also take this into your future lives. We tend to, for a long, long, long time, stay in patterns, not stuck patterns, but we're passionate. You like people. You like being intuitive. You like, you haven't only applied it to people. You've also been a temple oracle. You've also had goddess lives and god lives. You applied it in these ruler lives. I'm looking at your past lives. You've applied it in these ruler lives. You've had it as well. You know, you've seen the Egyptians with the ornate, you know, the ornate jewel, like Cleopatra, that type of, I mean, you've had lives. You weren't Cleopatra, but you were similar queens or positions.
Ooh, wow. That's cool.
But again, very handy when you to be intuitive. It comes in handy. And so you've always had really good negotiation, mediation, people skills. Even as a young girl, you were liked. You had a warmth about you. You drew people in. You just by accident is what I'm saying. Your oversoul really served you well. And there's something very unusual about you and your aura. And I'll send you your aura after the show.
I love it. Thank you.
Very unusual is that you are connected directly in your core. And I know you'd think this is true about everyone, but it's not. So you're in your heart line where the energy flows down through our chakras all the way down, you know, to the earth and beyond. You are connected directly to source in your heart line. And I rarely see that on a first aura pull. So you have this very solid connection with the oversoul parts of you all the way back to what people call God. I don't call it God. I call it the void or source.
Yeah.
And I never see that. Like, it's so pure, so bright. You have so much light in your field. And this is unusual. I don't usually see this. So just want to tell you that.
Well, bless you for sharing that with me. And gosh, I don't thank you. No, you were right in that when I was little, I used to be the defender of the kids who got teased. And I remember being 5, 6 years old playing, and they would pick on a couple of the kids who were, you know, and I wouldn't beat them up, but I would just go, you know. So, that, no, I've been doing that for a long time, but I.
Yeah, you have bad people skills, yeah, which you know that.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Good skills, yeah.
Well, So you've made a lot of discovery, and thank you for that. That's so sweet of you. I didn't even expect that. So that's very kind. And thank you for your beautiful words. I'm amazed.
I can just tell you do your work. You're an authentic person. And I'm not saying that people that look, you know, pull up differently aren't authentic, but you know, when she talks about these things, there's a real, again, that curiosity has served you well. And I think led you to a deeper understanding of life and study and consciousness, you know?
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bless your heart. And, you know, I really think that if everybody out there is interested in a certain thing, whatever it may be, but they've always had this inner soul to, I want to be an artist. I want to dance. I want to, whatever it is. I want to talk to people. I want to be a communicator, right? What would you say to them?
I would say there's no, I don't believe in synchronicity. I don't think there's any synchronicity in the matrix. Right. I think it's kind of all divinely appointed. But I was just talking to my daughter about this, who's struggling with leaving a job that's just so weighty on her, amazing job, but it's not lighting her up with joy. Yes. And I wrote her this morning. I don't even know if I can pull up the text. I literally, this is so crazy. I just said this to her. I just said, one of the first texts I said her this morning, I said, what is say? Sorry.
No, cool. This is fine. I love
it. Oh, this is what I said. Choose what you want to do that feels fun. for your next, like,
yes.
Right. Why do we think that spirituality or being holy or being conscious or being a good person, why are we programmed that that means deprivation and lack of joy, and we have to be disciplined, and we have to work 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours a day?
Right.
Honestly, for the last 13, 14, 15 years, like, I live in such a state of expansion, and I'm sure you do as well, and joy, and I'm just so grateful. Like, I don't think I have to wait for a heaven. I don't think I have to wait for another, you know, magical place. I think we can really enjoy the now.
Right.
And really appreciate there's sweetness in the now, and we can choose. And what usually stops us is programming and fear. And even with my children who are raised, she's extremely psychic herself. I mean, and she sees like Ghost Whisperer 100% of the time. It was crazy having her as a daughter. It still is.
Yeah.
But, you know, she doesn't dial hers down. She just, it's full force.
I love it.
My children get caught up in that programming. You know, why would I leave this good job that pays six figures?
Sure.
It's pure, you know, we all have these programming of money fear. And some of hers is from childhood, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, well, why, you know, why are we depriving ourselves, Dr. Michelle? I know it sounds hedonistic, and I'm sorry, but you know what? Even the health stuff, you know, as consciousness, you know, coffee is horrible for you. It actually is. It's a poison. But you know what? What if coffee brings you joy?
It does.
But I'm saying, you know, maybe that outweighs, maybe that neutralizes.
Right.
The pool, you see what I mean? Because joy is higher than like a poison. So maybe that neutralizes it. So it's okay with you because it lights you up or you really enjoy it.
Yes.
Versus the deprivation of, if you study it, you know, coffee's a poison and it's not the best. You should only drink so many cups.
Yeah.
I don't want to say like do whatever makes you feel good and trample over other people. That's not what I'm saying. But we're programmed as children. Don't touch that.
Sure.
Don't overeat that. Don't spend too much money. I mean, that starts really young.
Absolutely.
You know what? I was actually just applying this to myself. I bought a new vehicle and it's wonderful and amazing, but I'm like, I don't know if I like it. I really want this.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, and I'm like, no, no, no. Listen to me with my programming, Dr. Michelle. I'm like, no, no, no. You might have to, like, you know, you lose $10,000 any car, whether it's cheap or expensive, when you drive off the lot. And so I'm like, no, no, no. You know, I need to save my money. No, you don't need it. You need to, like, after I said that to my daughter, I'm like, wait a minute. If I can do it and it's not hurting anybody, why not? Why not trade in my car after 2 months?
Right. No, it's true. And you're not advocating. You know? Right. Exactly, Dr. Kimberly. You're not advocating use of drugs. You know, I have a lot of, you know, young adults I work with who are, you know, they just want to check out because of their, like you talked about, the trauma or the past issues that we buy into. Don't do that. But no, you're advocating do what brings you joy without really hurting yourself or someone else.
Exactly.
And I think what you're saying is the chemicals and the frequencies, everything elevates if we are in a joyful state. You know, what do they say? The 540 frequency or something? I don't know. I don't know my frequencies. You do. You know them all better. But something, you know, it elevates our joy. So whatever's going to do that keeps us in a higher state, attracts that which we would like. Lovely people who are like-minded gives us more joy. I mean, is that right?
No, that's totally right. Because again, the way it works, like I was saying before, is, and I have this tray, I have two phrases I want to share. One is, we cannot attract anything more at any time than what we are being at any moment. So, so that's positive and negative. So if you want to attract joyful people and, you know, people that are, you know, like you, then you need to be like the people you want to attract, you know, male or female, friends or romantic, doesn't matter. But, and also negative, you know, if you don't want to attract angry people and you have a hot temper, then you need to find your triggers for your temper and work on dismantling that, you know? And then I have another phrase that I say about, you know, everything matters, nothing matters. And I say everything matters, nothing matters because everything has a frequency. I believe this is a mirrored reality. Some people would call it common karma, but I believe in what you put out, you get back. So everything matters, nothing matters, but it's finding that sweet spot for you. Yes.
Yes.
Where, no, I'm not going to sit down and eat 17 pizzas and 3 chocolate cakes. But, you know, once a week, I might eat a whole pizza and 2 pieces of chocolate cake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Once
a week.
Oh, yeah.
It's that sweet spot of, and then it gets cool because once you can neutralize everything and stop assigning the polarity of bad and good, then you get to be wise and fun, both. Yes. Then you can be like, did I really enjoy that? Or did I just think I wanted to eat a pizza? Then you start to really figure out, you know what? Pizza doesn't really do it for me because I feel the gluten a little bit and the cheese is kind of heavy. And now fish and vegetables can feel really fun and light. You know, we don't deprive ourselves and guilt ourselves and shame ourselves. Yeah. And you work a lot with this, I know, because I see it in your field. All of it, we're free to choose everything, but we don't. We start actually choosing good things when we stop judging ourselves. Everything balances out and we still get little treats and life becomes joyful, not restrictive. Yeah. I don't know if this is making sense.
It makes all sense in the world, you know, and it goes back to so many teachers. We don't have to suffer and live up in, you know, cave and starve ourselves and eat rice. And, you know, there are different processes and whatever works is what I say.
Well said. I love what you just said. I just want to reemphasize that because it was beautifully said and very important. This is my path and you guys will find your path and what works for you. And we're all on a journey. I am not better. I am not further along. We're all walking. We're definitely in our own micro worlds, walking our own journey within a macro world. And so there is, again, I don't want you guys to judge yourself. I'm like, I could never do that. Or I'm not like her. Or I'm not that far advanced. Stretching in. It's okay. You are where you need to be. You are wonderful. You are amazing. You are valuable. Whether you can see ghosts or not, doesn't matter. It just doesn't, you know, you are where you need to be. And it's the experience. We do need to learn how to enjoy the journey. And I don't know, Dr. Michelle, if you've ever been depressed because.
Yeah, sure.
You're a pretty cool person. You seem pretty cool.
That's all I'll say.
Even when I was my most depressed, almost. We could say borderline psychosis, and you know what that means. Really depressed. I'm talking severe depression. Yeah. There would be these, believe it or not, even when I was catatonic, which is a long story, there were these sweet moments, Dr. Michelle, where the sun would come in across the window and fall on my dresser. And I would have this moment, weirdly enough, in that a bliss, even in severe suicidal depression, there's a sweetness. And guess what's sweeter?
Right.
I got that breath from that suicidal depression. I got that hope.
Yes.
You know?
That's awesome. So we have just a couple of minutes left. I know this went so fast.
I'm just like all into this conversation with you.
I love this. So, you know, if you guys would like to get more information about Dr. Kimberly McGeorge and find out more about the natural path work that she does, her healing systems. She's been doing this for more than 25 years, clinical experience. She's worked with neuropathic clinics. She's opened up 4 of them, 4 around the country. Natural path, rather, is the word. I keep saying neuropath, but it is really, in a sense, neuro, right?
Yeah, it overlaps. Right? Sure.
So it's www.secrettoeverything.com. Am I correct in that?
You are absolutely right. Mm-hmm.
You're such a lovely soul.
I really enjoyed you. Thank you. I love interviews like this. I love interviews that don't seem like they're interviews. Yeah, you know, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're amazing. And please, guys, check out Kimberly's information because you are well educated and you have done research for years. And you know, these naturopathic, you know, healing, and this is not woo-woo stuff. This is science we're dealing with. And you've consulted many scientific and neurologists and your husband. And many people who've done research, right? Lucky with frequency and all that. But and blessings to you, my dear, for sharing all this.
Oh, you too. And to your audience and to your engineer. Thank you, everyone.
Aw, thank you so much. Have a beautiful week.
You too. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye. Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, once again, thesecrettoeverything.com. Check it out. and you'll find out more about what we were talking about. There's a ton more of information about healing that you can find out on her website. So thank you all for joining me here on the couch. I'm Dr. Michelle Cullen, and have a beautiful day. Don't forget, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. Bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.